The conference brought together groups concentrating on forest, ocean, and visitor products. It also included a group trying to develop a regional renewable energy industry.
The goal is to create viable economic activity in Southeast Alaska and the Tongass.
Ketchikan's John Sund co-chairs the Ocean Products Group.
And the measurement is creating new jobs, at least stopping the population drop in Southeast, and creating more private sector investment and private sector business in Southeast Alaska.
Sund is one of the more than 130 people involved in the four cluster groups since they began in 2011. A cluster is sort of like a committee or task force. It brings together individuals, companies, and agencies in the same business and geographic area. Members work on ways to collaborate, as well as develop new products or initiatives. Then they get together at events such as the summit to compare notes and see what they can work on together. The visitor industry cluster, for example, has already worked with the Forest Service to increase tour access to Juneau's Mendenhall Glacier area. It also wants to spread tourism beyond cruise line ports.
There are some communities that are never going to see any ships.
Juneau's Sharon Gateman, who works in marketing, co-chairs the Visitor Products Group.
And so between them and our hubs, Ketchikan, Juneau, it's about developing itineraries to capture those more independent visitors.
The Forest Products Group wants to simplify the government's timber sale process, especially for small mills. It also wants to convince builders to use more regional timber products and promote waste wood energy. Co-chair Wade Zammit of Ketchikan-based Sea Alaska Timber Corporation says it's been trying to avoid duplication with another recent group.
We also began making, the necessary steps for a formal process of communication with the State Timber Task Force to make sure that, you know, we're working cooperatively on initiatives and not creating redundancy, but building on what each other's doing.
The group also wants Alaska's congressional delegation to push through legislation designating lands for timber harvest in the region. But Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, speaking from Washington via video conference, say that won't happen anytime soon or at all. They warned that the Tongass has become as controversial as ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
You all need to be pragmatic in your approach there, that at this point in time, the support, at least with this particular administration, to advance such legislation is probably pretty questionable.
The Renewable Energy Group is just getting going, since there's little industry so far. Co-chair Brandon Smith of Juneau's Alaskan Brewing Company says it's looking at tidal, wind, geothermal, biomass, and small hydro.
Big hydro projects kind of have a lot of their support structure already in place in developing those. So we chose to focus on some of the smaller ones that may need a little help in becoming part of this industry.
The Renewable Energy Group asked Begich and Murkowski to find funds to help with research and development. The senators like the idea of using Southeast as a testing ground, but both say the money won't come easily.
I think all of us understand that to be more energy independent in this country, we're going to have a diverse portfolio. We see some great opportunities, but they're going to be some tight because these are the budgets that people go after because they say, oh, they don't see the results right away.
The Ocean Products Group is focusing on sea otter management, education and training, and salmon habitat restoration, among other issues. Wrangell's Julie Decker co-chairs that group.
The area where the United States has been strong has been innovation, and that's where we need, that's sort of our key area where we can still have a competitive advantage.
The summit was not the end of the cluster group's work. They will continue refining their ideas and choosing which ones to push the most. The event and the larger effort have been organized by the Juneau Economic Development Council. Funding has come from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which just committed another $100,000 for continued work. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.